Good morning to everybody. As Mohamed said, I am head of marketing, sales, and customer experience. Nothing in my title tells about disability, or I'm not dedicated to disabled customers or customers with whatever impairments. I'm dedicated to all customers. And this is something I really want to say because I do believe that heading to a better towards a better help for disabled customers is helping everybody. I could be disabled tomorrow if I break my leg, if I have a very big suitcase, if I have a giant baby stroller and cannot get on the bus. So serving this particular target is serving everybody. It's important for me to tell because it's just about welcoming everybody on board. And especially welcoming tourists, as you said, we are obviously a very big network. We are RATP is the fifth transport company in the world, and we operate in a very ancient metro, over one century already, and we are facing specific difficulties to build facilities for welcoming everybody, especially when we speak about tourists, because these people very often have big suitcases that cannot be carried in regular stairs. And we operate in a city, as you said, that is one of the biggest touristic cities in the world, and people visiting Paris are using public transport. 90% of them are using metro at least once a day. Over 70% are using bus at least once a day. So it means that this is a very important target to us. That's where we were. So we trained our staff to welcome everybody, and what you can see there is a few of our facilities in Chessy. Chessy is the Disneyland Paris train station, and you can also see a wheelchair getting into what we call the RER, which is the fast transit train in the area. So what is our history about physical accessibility to the network? We know that not all our metro station can be made accessible to everybody, but we are very much involved into improving accessibility, and we starting far long over 10 years before the law changed in France. The law was passed on 2005, and we started our programs 12 years ago, 13 years ago, 92 for buses, and 95 for trains and stations. So we are committed to accessibility with various associations, and we are having several certifications, and that's what we are heading at, co-working, co-building our programs with associations, various kinds of associations dealing with different disabilities. And we are very keen on getting certifications, because it's a mean for us to improve and to stay on top of what can be done to help disabled to access our lines. We were very proud that our Metro Line 1 got certified with what we call CAP Andeo, Service de Mobility. CAP Andeo is dealing with any kind of disabilities, as you can see, for people with mental, psychological, visual, or hearing impairments. And we were the first metro line being certified in France with this certification. And this line one is an automatic line. It's been modernized over the last 2 or 3 years. And this is the major metro line for Paris. It's 750,000 travelers a day. And this is the line you have to take if you want to visit the Louvre, for instance. So very, very much used by people heading to La Défense, the business district of the city, and people visiting the area as it goes along the Seine River. And it is the most used line by tourists as well. So where was I? I was just saying that we undertook this work to get this certification, and we trained our 300 staff. They have been heavily trained to learn how to take care with people with specific disabilities. And this operation was undertaken with the lead association for accompanying people with mental disabilities and with the Paris Tourism Committee, showing that this is a process that's been undertaken for everybody. And we have these identifiable logos in our station, featuring any kind of disability we can deal with, that for which our staff has been trained, and we modified most of our equipments. For example, they have voice. Our ticket machines have voice interface now, so they can talk like a bot to any kind of customer that we have. For several years already, we have this F3A certifications for welcoming passengers with mental disability on several metro line and on our two RER trains. As I told you, RER crosses the area southwest and north south, and this is the major rapid transit system in Paris. We also developed inside the company a program that is called EquiSense, and it's been developed with our partner associations. And this project that is included in a 5-year investment program with our organizing authority, and it covers all the metro station and most of the RER station. And it is a wide program trying to fix any pain point that can be found by any kind for people having any kind of disability. And this is a very systematic program in order to solve the pain points as far as we can, of course, because as I told you, our very very ancient central Paris metro station are very difficult to modify. There can be elevators in each of them. So we develop equipment with new functions, and we test them already. For instance, we are testing sound beacons that can identify people with specific needs entering our stations. And if the test proves useful and successful, we will be developing such devices all over our network. I must say that we are also testing, thanks to the mobile phone, guiding devices in our stations. I must say that it is quite difficult because our stations are profound. They are deep in the ground, and of course there are difficulties with the mobile phones. But we are still working on technologies to make guidance easy in the metro stations and underground. These photographs can show you a few of our efforts. As I told you, all the bus lines in Paris are accessible now. Outside Paris, 95% are now accessible. We are heading to 100% as well. Everybody can travel all around the area now. We have developed new logos and designs so that everybody needing special assistance can feel welcome, not only people with disabilities, but also pregnant women that would like to sit, also people injured with broken leg. So we develop new pictures. And of course, we have lifts on a few of our stations. Line 14 is fully equipped and can be used easily. Our new signage, I could have shown you, we also changed most of our signage on our metro lines so that to make them very, very large so that they can be easily seen by anybody. Finally, we have developed digital tools that are fully modified so that anybody can use them. They are featured in several languages, 10 languages for the tourist application. And we are developing new services designed for tourists but can be used for anybody. For instance, the Paris Helpline, that is a multilingual concierge service, or the Ilway, which is a luggage transport startup working with us. Thank you.